Watch out for the whitetail deer because they're bouncing all over the place. And, of course, watch for the school buses and student drivers and kids walking and riding their bikes to school as well. It's Friday, and that's an exciting thing. Just the thought of it, that we got a weekend in front of us, is wonderful. It's also coaches shows on the Mountain of Rock Q94. And we kick it off every Friday morning with the West Plains Zizzers, and head coach of the Zizzers with me is Brock Kanagi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, it's nice out there, isn't it?
It's very nice.
I love it. And it's high school football season. That's even spectacular. But, you know, we have some football games to discuss. Last week you hosted Coach Airy, and you guys were a pair for many, many, many years, Darren Ackland running the offense. And so you said, well, I'm gonna get me an Ackland. And you got you one.
Yeah.
to help you there on the sideline. But week one, it didn't turn out the way you wanted, but it was a really good, entertaining, hard-fought football game. And I think you opened some eyes around the area.
Yeah, our kids came out and played well, mm-hmm. really. You know, it was a nip-and-tuck game, you know, back and forth. We had some breakdowns, like you're going to have in week one. Tackling was suspect. You know, it's week one.
I bet you worked on that this week, didn't you?
Yeah. Special teams bit us a little bit. And so I've been spending a lot of time on special teams. You know, I value our special teams a lot. Punt return. Kickoff return, extra point. You know, we put in a lot of time on that, and I feel like it's going to be a big part of our game this year. That's what I've always felt like since I've came here to West Plains. If there was one part that I felt like was a little lacking, it was our special teams. And so I made Tim Smith our special teams coordinator, and we're really trying to buy in and put, you know, a lot of effort into our special teams.
Well, and I know in a perfect world you would like your special teams to be your twos and threes, if pot, you know, that way. But sometimes, you know, you're just like, all right, get out there, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, you have kids standing on the sideline that are good athletes, that are good football players, and they need to play also.
Yep.
And so, absolutely, we try to get those guys, you know, to fill our special teams. But like you said, you know, whenever you're on, let's just say, kickoff, or, you know, punt, you got to have people that can run down the field and tackle in a big space. So, a lot of times, these guys are going to have to play two ways a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, especially our defensive players.
Well, it's a brand new week, and you've got, you know, an opponent. You're on the road tonight. You go to Parkview, and Parkview's green and yellow, I think, right? Or green and gold or whatever. But, you know, they've – Springfield School, they got a lot to choose from, don't they?
They do. They're a big school. They have a lot of kids. But – That doesn't bother us. You know, I've never had a lot of kids.
You've moved way up in the world in the population number from where you were at.
Yeah. You know, we always feel like we're going to take our kids and we're going to go play whoever lines up across from us.
What do you last week, of course, you know, see, to me, week one, of course, absolutely, I get criticized for this, but absolutely you want to win week one. But week one is normally, most of the time, not a conference game, not a district game. It's week one. But, you know, you see a lot of things in week one that you can fix and critique to get ready for week two. And then that's really when you take off. Out of Parkview, What are you expecting to kind of see out of them offensively? Are they going to be a ground and pound? Are they going to spread it out and chuck it all over the place?
So they are probably a, they're probably a 60-40 team. They probably run it 60%, 65, and, you know, throw it 30-35%. They have a good quarterback, very athletic. So he will throw and run, which always, you know, is for a defense coordinator, that's hard to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It puts a lot of emphasis. It makes you honest. They have a really good tailback. You know, he's 6'1", around 200 pounds. He's really strong. He's really physical. He's fast. They have a really big offensive line. They have a couple guys that can go out and catch it. And their backs out of the backfield. They can both catch it. They run a traditional eye set.
Wow.
Which we don't see a lot of.
No, you don't. You really don't.
We don't see a lot of that anymore. They run an eye set. It's an offset eye. We call it king and queen, depending on whether they're to the strength or, you know, the weak side. But they do a lot of play action. A lot of play action. They just keep you honest. They're not super fancy, but they're just downhill, and they're mm-hmm. in your face. They're going to make you earn everything.
Well, it's this way every week. Every week. Line of scrimmage, you got to win there, don't you?
Absolutely, and we take a lot of pride in the line of scrimmage, and we talk about it a lot. You know, our practices, we try to be physical. And we talk about winning the line of scrimmage. You know, with both our linemen
mm-hmm.
and our linebackers, our running backs, our fullback, we have to win that line of scrimmage.
Well, you know, last week, of course, you know, you got a new offensive coordinator. We talked a little bit before we went on, and that was it had to be just a moment of, I mean, to have been inside all of that, the emotions, you know, here it is. And everybody now, again, it was week one for you as a coach and week one for the players, but your offensive coordinator now able to, there's nothing like seeing a real game speed. This works. This need, you know, do you think, what growth did you see from the game night through this week of practice?
Yeah. So, We have a pretty brand new staff.
Yeah, yeah.
I have 9 coaches. 5 of the 9, that was their very first high school football game. They were all great players.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They were all great players. But it's different whenever those calls are coming from you.
Yeah.
And I was very happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did a fantastic job. Coach Ackland.
Yeah.
He's very intelligent, and he did a very good job. He had a lot of help from Coach Stowers up in the booth. Those guys, they're kind of a pair.
You know, well, I'm glad you said that, because that is so key. I mean, having a set of eyes up there in the air that's seeing things and able to relay what they're seeing to the defensive coach, to the offensive coach, other than, you know, they're going to blitz.
Yeah.
You know, I'm, so and they, it's they're big.
They are on the same page.
Yeah.
And our coaches' meetings are really good. Everyone has an opinion in our office. And everyone has a voice. And we don't have egos. Whatever is going to help the team the most, that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Niehaus, he is my eyes up in the booth. And if he sees, you know, if he sees a set that's giving us problems, he can help us. Why is it giving us problems?
Mm-hmm.
And I trust him.
Yeah.
Just like Coach Ackland trusts Coach Stowers.
Yeah.
it was a good growing week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to put it, but it really was. You know, both for our players and our coaches, you can't replicate game speed.
No.
And we knew we were playing a quality opponent.
You bet.
And that's great.
Mm-hmm.
The lights aren't going to be too bright for us. When the lights come on, we're going to be fine. It doesn't matter who we play.
Well, it was great effort, you know, I thought. And like I said, I was following the score, and I'm like, yeah, right on. And of course, it got away at the end. But tonight is a chance to, you know, again, that was last week. That's gone. That's over. You can't live in the past. If you live in the past, you're never going to go forward. You're never going to get the present if you continue to live in the past. And that present's that big price, and it all starts tonight on the road. Who you got people feeding these hungry zizzers, don't you?
Absolutely. I need to give a shout out to the Judd family. You know, they fed us last week. We really appreciate that. Shauna Roberts has fed us. The Wade family is going to feed our JV this coming Monday.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, you know, our JV plays at home.
Yeah.
This coming Monday. Love for everyone to come out and see those younger kids. We've got some great younger kids that are going to be playing. Our freshmen travel to Rolla. We've just got a lot going on right now. We really do.
You're a busy man.
Yeah, yeah. We do. We've got a lot going on, and we're just glad football season's finally here. You know, we worked hard all summer, and everything's going in the right direction. We're just excited.
And it's what's fun about it is, you know, you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
And you get to, you know, I mean, you're a mentor, and getting to see these young players grow as you have for years, get to watch them. But now you're getting to watch, you know, the coaches around you, grow and turn into their own, you know, their own individual coach, which is super, super cool. But that's how it's all going to go down. West Plains and almost said Liberty. West Plains and Parkview. That's going to be on KDY 102.5 tonight. But we're going to sing Happy Birthday.
Yeah, I need to give a shout out to my mother. Tomorrow is going to be her birthday.
Yep.
So
39.
I want to wish my mother a happy birthday.
Makes the best spaghetti on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Telling you. It's good stuff. Hey, we appreciate you coming by, Coach Kaneki. Coach, your show on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. We got more of it coming. And again, you can catch the Zizzers on Hot Country KDY. Also, live video streamed at Ozark Radio News.